Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, at your service. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget all the other things you can do there at Small Business Heaven, jbsba.com. Jane Howard is our guest, and she is the better half of the partnership of Pierce and Jane Howard, they better known as Syntax. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, which is one of my favorite books. I learned so much from that book about myself, and maybe sometimes I learn more about myself than I really want to know. Sometimes it hurts a little bit, but Jane helps me deal with that. She's our good friend. Jane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always, and say hello to Pierce. I'm assuming he's not here today.
He may join us.
But not yet.
Indeterminate.
Jane, one of the things that that I just found out about that you and I have in common, we have many things in common, being beautiful people and highly intelligent, that sort of thing, and authors. But we also have another thing in common. That's that we both have two grandchildren each.
Well, actually, I have three, Jim.
Three? I thought this was the new one was the second one. Well, doggone, now you always have to one up me, don't you? But you have a new one, don't you?
We have a brand new one. She was just born in New York on May 6th. So.
Congratulations. Well, I'm getting behind. I'm going to have to speak to my children. Well, congratulations, little baby girl. And isn't it interesting, Jane? My two grandsons are, you know, they're just about as sweet as you can imagine. But they're as different as night and day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's up with that? Same kids, same couples. I mean, same couple. You know, what is it that makes that happen? I mean, you've seen it. You've got siblings. I've got siblings. We're all so different. Wouldn't you think that we would be more alike than so different?
Well, let's talk about that, Jim. There's some interesting research that has primarily come to us because of four major twin studies that are going on around the globe. And what we have found is that when you're looking at twins who have the same genetic material,
mm-hmm.
the current thinking is that because of studying these what we call monozygotic twins, and then we have dizygotic twins
right.
who have different genetic material, the current thinking is that about 50% of our personality, since we're talking personality today, 50% of our personality is inherited. And that genetic material comes, of course, from the two parents.
Mm-hmm.
But then the two parents have genetic material that comes from four grandparents.
Right.
And then those four grandparents have genetic material that comes from all the other ancestors.
Right.
And so what happens is sometimes you get some interesting combinations that some little quirky gene that comes to you from your great-great-grandmother gets passed down. But I think the thing that's fascinating is that the current research is saying that about 50% up to 60% of the current of the person that we are comes from our genes.
Hmm.
And what that means is that we are not predisposed to a lot of change, especially once we hit adulthood. And I think that's what may be interesting for your listeners this morning is the idea of because of what's set so early, some of the thinking probably 20 years ago that came to us from the psychology departments was that we could take any child and make them into anything.
Environment was the biggest thing.
Environment was key.
Mm-hmm.
And that pendulum has shifted over the last 20 years. And currently the thinking is, well, environment can assist, but you've got to start out with the preset genetic material in order to be able to have that environmental swing.
Well, look at. I mean, we all can see this. We all have, not all of us, but you know, we either have a sibling that's only a year or two different from a younger or older. We know people who have, you know, where they're not twins, but they were born, you know, fairly close together. They were raised in identical circumstances, and they both grew up to be totally different in many, many ways. And here's the other thing. They both remember how they were raised differently.
Yeah.
One of them will say they had it rough, and the other one said they didn't have it so rough.
Where they may have had different experiences in school, or they may have had friends.
It's wacky, but when we come back, Jane says we can't change all that much. That's a little scary, especially for the people that I'd like to change a little bit. Not that, you know, not me. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about these other people. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate, Jane Howard, is our guest. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. And we're visiting with our good friend Jane Howard. She and her husband, Pierce Howard, Dr. Pierce Howard, are the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. And so that book, both of these books are still available wherever books are sold. Jane, give us your website, please.
Yes, Jim. Our website is www.syntax.com. And syntax is spelled C-E-N-T. ACS. It stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
And go there and folks and check out the catalog of things that they offer. And I really encourage you, small business owners, to find this book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, because I really believe that if you will understand this five-factor model that they report on and that they apply to the marketplace, I really believe that you'll do a better job of managing the people, not only managing the people, but hiring the people, looking for the right people and hiring the right people and managing them well. Because, Jane, as you know, in a small business, we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And the heads that we have need to be the right heads. And I'm going to venture to say that 99.9% of the time when people hire small business employees, they aren't thinking about personality. And folks, Pierce and Jane have taken a fairly complicated issue and broken it down into language that I can understand. If I can understand it, you can understand it. Jane, one of the things that we were talking about before we went to the break is this issue of people not changing. And of course, that presumes that you weren't perfect to start with, right? Has always been my presumption. Yes.
Right. Uh-huh. The thing we're up against, and I think a lot of us deal with this on a daily basis, is especially when we're trying to run our businesses, if we don't know how to do something, well, we figure, well, we can go find out how to do it. And there may be information or education or some skills that we can acquire, but oftentimes we've got a barrier in terms of our personality because it's what we were born with, that prevents us from being as good at something as we might like to be.
I'll give you an example. I've always thought, you know, I haven't always, but there have been times when I've thought, you know, I wonder what kind of a surgeon I would have been.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I might could have learned, I might could have studied really hard and spent extra hours and learned the stuff. But I don't think I've got the personality to be a meticulous surgeon that could sit for an hour and work on a little microscopic, you know, corner of the body and get it just right. I mean, there are people who can do that. I'm not one of them.
That's right.
And you're not going to make me be that way.
At this point in your life, no. And probably even earlier in your life, no.
I don't think so.
And the interesting thing, I think, is that most people tend to gravitate toward jobs where they feel more energized. if we get stuck trying to do some aspect of our job that is not natural for us, mm-hmm. based on our personality, over time that can feel very draining. It can be very tiring to us if we say, you know, I'm a small business owner. I don't have anybody to do that job. I've got to do it. And one example is I was writing a script yesterday. One of the things we do is we provide scripts for our users to use the Big Five in lots of different contexts.
The five-factor model.
The five-factor model, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was writing the script for how to use the Big Five when you're teaching people about leadership. And it involves very tedious writing, very detailed writing, telling people what to say, when to flip a slide and change the PowerPoint presentation, when to do all these things. And that's not natural for me. And at the end of the day, I felt very drained.
You were exhausted, weren't you?
And it's a mental exhaustion because I was sitting at my desk. But one of the things that we have to help people understand is when we have those draining kinds of activities, the idea is that it might help, if we can possibly afford it, to bring somebody else in to our business to be able to do those tasks that are really draining for us that are not natural.
How can we find out the areas that we're without just the intuitive part, how can we really nail down what we should be doing more of the time and what we should be hiring somebody else to do more of the time?
By taking a personality inventory, that's the easy answer.
Yeah.
Or just tracking ourselves. What are the tasks and responsibilities we have in our jobs in running our small businesses that at the end of doing we go, yeah, I enjoyed that. Yeah,
Is enjoyment a good indicator?
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't like doing something, I mean, is it possible for us to not like doing something that we really are good at?
Probably not.
Okay. So that's a pretty good indicator. If you like doing something, that's probably the way you're wired.
Or you have this great sense of satisfaction. You say, yeah, I did that today.
Right.
I feel good about myself for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the ones when we have to do that task or focus on it, and at the end we say, oh, that was a pain, and I wish I didn't have to do that again.
Right. Or if we keep putting things off, that might be one good project. One way to take a little quick inventory for yourself, folks, if you keep seeing projects around your business that aren't getting done and you know they need to be done, that's the kind of person you need to when you interview somebody, you need to say, you see that project over there? What do you think about that? And the first one that says, I can't wait to start, hire that person. Stand by, Jane. We're going to be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jane Howard is our guest. And the book is The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Back at 7 till, there's Al Green to bring us back. The Reverend Al Green, I should say. Jane Howard is our guest. She's our good friend, along with her husband, Pierce Howard. And Pierce is not here today, but we got the best of the two. She and Pierce are the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And folks, I encourage you to find this book. I promise you, this could be, in terms of human resources, in terms of finding good people and keeping the right people at work in your business, this could be one of the best investments you make. It's probably under $20. So check that out. Jane, can they find the book at your website?
Yes, Jim. It's available there or at Amazon.com or in any fine bookstores.
And the website is syntax.com, right?
C-E-N-T-A-C-S.com.
Okay. Now, Jane, if we've got an employee that maybe we've inherited this employee, maybe this is, or for some reason she or he has been there for 4 or 5 years, and it's finally coming to our attention that they're kind of where the problem, there's a problem, and they're where the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And we love this person. They're like the family. It's our nature to be loyal to employees, et cetera, but we've got to do something. Something's got to change. I actually have seen the scenarios where the person, the company said, you know, actually call the person in and say, you know, you got to change.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen, is it?
You may get a little shift. You may get a temporary shift. But the idea of actually getting that person to revolutionize who they are or how they're doing something is pretty remote.
Can some people do it?
Some people who are wired for it, some people who have the right personality,
can actually change themselves,
could make some adjustments. Suppose they'd never had training before.
Yeah.
Suppose you had never sent somebody out to learn how to do whatever it is you need done, and they happen to have the right personality to acquire that skill. And it just they just never been shown how to do the task.
But now that's more of an educational thing,
yeah.
Not a personality thing. It's
personality in that you have to have the right set of traits so that when you learn how to do the skills, they stick.
Right.
We talk about training that doesn't stick occurring when the people just don't have the right personality traits. You send them out for training, they change for 2 weeks, then they begin to filter back toward their old habits.
But it's not so much, in the case I'm talking about, it's not so much that they're not doing their job as much as they're just not working and playing well with others. And you got to be able to do that in a small business.
Yeah.
Now, do we need to just either get over it or with folks like that, or do we need to put them in a place where they really don't have that much interaction with people if they're being difficult, or we just have to say, you know, we're probably going to have to let them go?
Depends on how valuable they are to the company. Depends on the kind of work they're doing for you. If the actual jobs and tasks you've assigned them, they're accomplishing, you may want to consider, you know, how can we just put them off to the side so they just don't have to interact with people. But if they've got to have daily contact with your other employees or with your customers.
Like if they're in sales or something like that.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
If they're in that kind of position, then they're going to do your company more damage than good in the long run.
And all the meetings and all the browbeating or whatever you do, whatever it takes to get them to change, all the times you say, you know, you got to quit doing this. It's probably not going to happen, is it?
It's probably not going to happen, and that's when you've got to then make the tough call as the owner of the business to say, I need somebody who can really do this and do it naturally and do it well.
And, folks, that's the reason why, as you know, folks, I only introduce you to books that I think are valuable to you, but there are a few out there that I really like to stress, and this personality book is one of them. What I think your book will do for folks, Jane, I think it will help anybody who reads this and who has employees, it'll help them understand that the feelings that they're having about this employee are probably justified, and it'll give them the kind of information that will help them to take the right action. And I'm really, again, I've done this before, but I want to thank you guys for making this available and to putting it in plain English too.
Thanks. Well, and I think one thing that happens is...
Jane, I got 10 seconds. Go
all
ahead.
Right. You got to get the right person in the right job.
Yeah. And that's based on personality, folks, not just training, not just experience, not just intelligence. Thank you, Jane, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Tell Pierce hi. We'll see you next time.
All right. Take care.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.